we, back in 2007, got onto what's called the Connecting Classrooms project with the British Council. We again were one of the first cohorts to do that, and at that point we were linked, three schools locally linked with three schools in Ghana and three in South Africa, so it was a 9-school project which lasted and was funded for 3 years. I continued that. The other schools pulled out for a whole variety of reasons. It's quite very hard to sustain, you know, links, because you obviously communication is quite challenging, and keeping those links going with a positive project and keeping the whole thing high profile takes a lot of work. But myself and the schooling team in Ghana, I got on extremely well with the head there, and we have sustained the links. We got some more funding through the British Council, a much smaller amount, but that enabled us to put together another visit last year, and they came to us in October. The whole thing got delayed for a whole variety of complex reasons to do with visas, but they came again. They'd been in 2008 and they came last October again. Both times they brought children, which was great for our school, and they stayed with families, which again was lovely, fantastic experience. And they came to us for a week, two teachers, five children, lots of observation, discussion, work, stayed with families. We then went back to Ghana. When I say we, myself and another member of staff went back to Ghana for a week. We took a lot of the global learning programme concepts and ideas and did some teaching over there. We did some CPD, and we basically left having set up a project for this year, which is the one I've already explained about the Benin and the museum. And in fact, I've got two teachers, not from my school, but they're two of my governors. Very small school, so it's quite hard to really always send somebody, if you know what I mean, because I've got obviously a limited number of people. But I've got two super teachers who are both two of my governors from other schools, who are part of the Global Learning Programme. They're partner schools with us, so they've been involved in it. They are going to go back in March. They're going to develop what we started, i.e. more CPD, continual professional development for the teachers over there. And they're going to bring back the work that the Ghanaian students have done and the Ghanaian teachers, because the whole of the primary school over there is involved. They've got between 800 and 1,000 children compared to our 60. Slightly different size. And then they are coming back to us either July or September. She's not decided yet, but again, she'll send all the teachers. And it's all about sharing good practice. We learn from them, they learn from us. And, you know, we felt that they already do a significant amount of citizenship. So I took their citizenship syllabus and kind of put it into a very simplified version of the Global Learning Programme to enable them to move away from chalk and talk and make the whole way they teach more interactive. Not in any patronising sense. They have got big classes, they've got huge challenges, limited resources. So everything has to be done in a very sensitive, careful and realistic way. The teachers are very, very good, but they've got very big classes, limited resources, as I say. And the challenge of working in the same way as we do, it is a big challenge, and you have to sort of find ways to set what we do in their context, because that's what the head teacher wants to develop. More ownership for the children of what they do, more interaction with the children rather than just the chalk and talk. And we delivered those kind of lessons, moved away from the sort of standard book, taught what was in the standard book, but in a much more dynamic, interactive way, which the children really appreciated, if not were a bit shocked. You know, the idea, I can contribute my ideas kind of thing. And I think the staff found it quite challenging. It's a huge sea change in culture and ideas. And again, I'm not saying that in a patronising way, because I've got a huge amount of respect for what they do and a huge amount of school respect for the head. But it's great to sort of work and share with people in that sort of way, really. And it's a fantastic experience for our children, because in fact, the children who came are all very wealthy. It's a private school. Some of the children are very poor. There's massive extremes within the school. But it's, again, challenging the perceptions of our children. You know, these children all had mobile phones, etc., etc. And it's that stereotyping, one world view is challenged by those kind of interactions and links.